We're doing great.
Everything's amazing.
I'm still on vacation, so we're still recording remotely.
Yes, so don't mind any audio issues. We are perfectly imperfect and you love us for it.
Of course, always. This is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery podcast.
I'm Kara. Did we say this already?
I don't remember. I'm Megan.
Hey, guys.
Guys, so the Patreon already got to hear this secret.
Yeah, guys, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
in case anyone has noticed that we're like all over the place lately and
it's a lot. Life is a lot right now.
Erratic and everything. Yeah, that's why.
it's because first trimester morning sickness turned into all day, every day leading into the second trimester, all day sickness. So life is a lot.
Yeah. So we're just doing the best we can, you know?
We really are.
So if things are like all over the place and episodes are not exactly coming out when you're used to, just love us and
just deal with it. Okay. And then soon you'll have adorable videos of us holding the baby during episodes. So it'll be great.
Yeah. We're naming her Megan.
Yep. Megan Louise Pearl.
Perfect. Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue.
It's amazing. I love it.
Okay. So it's Tuesday.
It is. And you know how we're so good at names? This one's Polish. Oh. So imagine how much better I am at pronouncing those.
This is going to be great. Also, maybe it'll be a good baby name.
Oh, man. Especially since I really know how to pronounce this.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Katarzyna, maybe?
Katarzyna.
Katarzyna.
Poor little Kara's Katarzyna in kindergarten is like, what?
Why do I
have like, to spell honey, this?
Spelled it. Spell your first and last name on paper. And she's like, no, call me Kat.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That'd be cute though. Kat's such a cute name.
Kat is cute. That is cute. Okay. I don't even know where to start with this. Okay. So she was born in 1975. Mm-hmm. She began studying religion at some university somewhere. And according to her friends, she was super nice, but they said that oftentimes she was kind of sad and withdrawn. She had a lot of issues with depression, and her dad died in 1996, so she really struggled with that too, because she was kind of a daddy's girl. So she just, I don't know, she was just all over the place, kind of like us.
She would have been like 20 or 21 too, so that's like young.
Right, exactly, yeah. So she, going through college, changed her field of study twice. She's just like, I don't know, I keep going back and forth. And she was like, you know what? After her first semester in psychology, she was like, I'm going to study some history and then I'm going to go study some religious studies. So she literally just bounced around. Couldn't make up her mind what she wanted to do.
I mean, that feels like my college journey as well.
Same.
I just did a lot of different things.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So November 12th, 1998, she was supposed to meet her mom at her psychiatric appointment where she was being treated for her depression, and she never showed up. So her mom was just like, I am going to file a missing persons report. This is not like her. She is very, like, her mental health is very important to her. She's always here for these appointments. BetterHelp.com would have really helped with that.
/WMMM.
But the police department was like, listen, she's old enough. You just need to go home and wait for her to show up. She's probably just hanging out somewhere.
Gosh, so, when was this? What year was this?
1998.
I guess it was still back in the time when they...
Yeah. So, Megan, we're going to jump to January 6, 1999. There is a crew on a ship called the Elk. Well, it wasn't a ship. It was a tug, a pusher tug. And they were like, there is something stuck.
Oh, no.
In our propellers.
No,
it's
Kara.
It's got to be a log. It's got to be something like weeds and stuff tangled up in here.
No.
We're going to get down. Mm-mm. And we're going to remove this. Mm-mm. And they're like, guys, you'll never believe. You will never believe it.
Oh, I believe it. This is in the water.
Yes, ma'am, it is. It is a human suit.
What?
Of skin. A human skin suit.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Yeah. It was literally the skin, the torso, and the limbs and the head were cut off. And it said that the skin was prepared in such a way to create a kind of bodysuit that the murderer had been wearing.
Wait, I thought what you meant is that, like, through decomposition, like, you know, there's like slippage. That's not it. Like, it's actually.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So in my mind, I'm thinking, is this where Silence of the Lambs got it? But no, they got it from Ed Gein.
Yeah.
So, no.
No.
No. Forensic a medicine unit. Suit. Yes.
A
literal bodysuit.
I hate everything. I hate my brain so much right now. Yeah.
So their forensic medicine unit got it. And they were like, we're gonna just try to do some testing. They also had a corpse of a man with a severed and scalped head. And that killer was Vladimir W. So they were like, maybe it's him. Okay. Vladimir turned out to be the son of the scalped head corpse, whatever. And so he was seen in a mask made of skin pulled from the head of his dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so, my God.
They were like, Vladimir did it. Who else would do this?
Yeah. You don't have two people out there making, like.
Exactly.
I hope. Can you imagine the nightmare?
So, then, hey, turns out they couldn't find any evidence that it was him.
What are you doing to me right now?
So, he's only charged with his dad's murder. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison. And then they transferred him to a Russian prison because he requested it. So they dropped.
Well, just give him whatever he wants to do.
Exactly. They dropped the investigation a year later because they can't find the perp. But they're like, you know what? We're going to keep following leads. Going to keep looking into it. So this is 2000 that they're like, we can't spend all our time on this. 2012, because of all the advances in, you know, science and research, they are like, you know what? We're going to dig a little deeper into this. They called their team of officers the X-Files. It was a cold case unit. And they were like, we're going to bring these remains back up. Okay. The 3D lab created models of injuries inflicted on the victim. They found out that the attacker used a sharp tool to wound the victim on her neck, armpit, and groin. And she bled to death. So, unfortunately, she felt every bit of it.
Oh, no.
Horrible. Yes. So, in 2014, FBI representatives for Europe created a psychological profile of the suspect. And were just like, this guy's freaking crazy. 2016, they consult with another university. And a Portuguese specialist in forensics at the UN, he was just like, I study signs of torture on the body, and I can confirm that she was tortured before her death. He probably was trained in martial arts. So, police in October 4th, 2017. This is 19 years later.
Yeah.
Police arrest a 52-year-old Robert Janswiskis. That's perfect.
Yes. Janswiskis.
Yes. They had searched his apartment and found blood in the bathroom. And the frame had blood on it, too. So they took that and sent it off for testing. He had been a person of interest in 1999, but they never arrested him.
So they found the blood in 1999, not 2017. Is that what you're saying?
No, they arrested him in 2017. So I guess it still had the blood on it.
From 19 years ago?
Well, you know how like wood absorbs stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They said that he had fit the psychological profile and he was also trained in martial arts. But they didn't know any of this until that investigator in 2016 said that the perp had to have been specifically trained in martial arts.
Kara.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that there actually were two different killers at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
Who were making wearable skin parts?
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh. Well, and Ed Gein, too. So
I don't want to live on the earth anymore. Like, I cannot do this.
No.
What is wrong with people? What?
Who? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, he knew the victim, too. He visited her grave and had a history of harassing women. He had previously worked as in a dissecting lab where he dealt with human corpses. He also worked at the Institute of Zoology where he could observe the process of preparing animal skins. Mm-hmm. But they terminated his employment after he killed all of the Institute's rabbits.
That'll do it. And nobody thought, like, we should maybe talk to this dude.
And they asked him, Robert, why'd you do that, sir, to our bunnies? And he said, I don't know. They said he couldn't explain his actions. So a letter came from the suspect's friend, which tipped the police off. And they
he had just, friends.
He did. And it said in the letter, there were just, like, all of these secret information that only, like, they would know about this person and about the murder. They charged him with aggravated murder with particular cruelty, and he kept claiming he did not know her. So the Court of Appeal agreed to extend his detention until September 6, 2018, while investigators gathered evidence. In December of that year, Robert complained of harassment from the prison guards. And they were just like, Robert, honey, like, you have no grounds to stand on. Oh, like, that, God. This is ridiculous. So September of 2019, still hadn't been released, and investigators had been requesting a closed trial. Katarzyna's mom was just, like, sobbing before a judge in February of 2021.
Mm.
She was like, I still haven't been able to bury my daughter's remains. I'm still waiting for her killer to be brought to justice. And we're still waiting. Like, March 29th, they were waiting on the latest hearing. Oh, and it says he spent years behind bars while they still try to gather all this evidence. And it says his father spoke to a local paper and was like, my son's innocent.
What?
This is ridiculous. My son's innocent. Like, I don't know what you all are claiming. This is stupid. He never did any of this. In quotes, he said, I'm afraid that my wife and I will not live to see justice and the moment when my son will regain his freedom.
Okay, sir, this is not about your hardship right now. Although, I
understand. Your son is in jail. You're sad about it. You don't understand why he would do these things, so you don't even want to believe it. Sorry, sir, your son made a suit of a person's skins.
Yes. And, like, we don't know why.
Yeah, too much, sir.
Because this trial hasn't happened yet, right? So we don't know why.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, what?
I mean, there can't be a why, right? But I mean, right. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, like, reason for this, there's no way there's a why.
Well.
Yeah, that's my side piece.
I'm not even going to thank you for that one.
No, don't. I saw it and I was like, I have to tell this.
I can't believe, especially because there's been so many recent developments in that, I guess, legally at least.
Yes.
I can't believe I haven't heard of it, but I guess because it's Poland and that's why.
Yeah. Well, it says that, like, for a while, the only information on this was the Poland Wikipedia page.
Oh, my God.
I mean, now there's a lot more, like, now that it's, you know, in the 2000s and it's still going on, like, a lot of U.S. press has picked it up.
They're picking it up now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is just so horrific.
I know. And the other guy.
Right. There were two. I'm like, did they know each other? Is there some group somewhere that's like, here's a thing we're going to do? Like,
we're gonna share some skin suits.
What are the freaking odds?
Ew. Yeah.
That's awful. Well, happy Tuesday, guys. All right, guys. Well,
thanks for loving us while we're remote.
Yes. Thanks for listening to our wild stories.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's what we live for.
Do we have anything we need to tell everybody? I mean, we told the big secret. I guess that's
we did. Secret's out. Buns in the oven.
Yeah. It's been so hard for me because I'm just so used to her being pregnant that I've forgotten that everybody doesn't know. And I keep almost making jokes about it. But now I will freely joke about it.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Okay, you guys. Well, if you want to get in touch with us at all, of course, you know, all the ways to reach us are in the show notes. Oh, here's a thing we haven't asked for in a while. If you feel so inclined, if you love this podcast, please go leave us a review.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Wherever you listen to your podcasts.
But listen, if you don't love us,
just keep that to yourself. Just don't why are you here?
Anything about it?
Go somewhere else. Don't
go listen to somebody else's podcast.
I don't need to know.
No,
I'm
don't go leave them about
perfectly happy.
Yeah.
Well, we love you
so much.
We'll be back Friday.
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.